A Mighty Wind. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Utility company Southern California Edison has made a wind power deal with Allco Finance of Australia. Their plan is to harness the powerful gusts of a region in Southern California. They want to make at least 1,500 megawatts of wind power. That's twice the power generated by the biggest wind farm in the U.S. right now. Royal Dutch Shell's power is on the wane, at least its power supply is. The company's going to sell half its stake in a major oil and natural gas project to the Russian monopoly Gazprom. The deal could cut Shell's oil and gas reserves by an estimated 4 to 10%. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott on why that's a problem.
Oil companies are having a harder time replacing the oil and gas they produce every year with new discoveries. American companies can't do business in places like Iran or Sudan. It's expensive to explore remote regions like Siberia, and now Russia is discouraging foreign investment. Bob Ebel with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the world's starting to look pretty small.
It all brings you back to the Persian Gulf. That's where the oil is. We know where to look. It's just getting the right deal to make it worthwhile.
An increasingly popular deal is the so-called production sharing agreement. The government owns the oil, but the foreign investor gets to share the profits. Then again, Shell had such a deal with the Russian government. The Kremlin decided it wanted more control and changed the terms. Analysts say Shell had no choice but to play along. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
A first-of-its-kind joint venture in China. Chinese carrier Shenzhen Airlines is teaming up with the Phoenix-based Mesa Airlines. Nicholas Ioannidis of Air Transport Intelligence in Singapore believes it's something the Chinese government has been pursuing for a long time.
Mesa obviously is a regional operator, and it has some expertise that the Chinese market could use. The Chinese government has been trying to push airlines in the country to set up a U.S.-style hub-and-spoke feeder-type network. So it's basically win-win for both.
The new joint service will start just in time for the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Here's a story that takes shop till you drop to a whole new level. A Macy's in New York is going to stay open 83 hours straight through Christmas Eve. A couple other stores in the same mall will be open 35 hours straight. And four L.L. Bean stores in several states say they'll stay open 189 hours straight through the day before Christmas. Take that, Internet. Not a lot of Christmas cheer on Wall Street on Thursday. The Dow closed down 42 points to 12,421. The Nasdaq closed down 11 to 2415. And the S&P closed down 5 to 1418. And you are listening to Marketplace. And this is Marketplace. The Census Bureau said today Arizona's beat out Nevada as the fastest-growing state in the nation. Annie Baxter says the 213,000 people who've moved into Arizona in the last year or so aren't enough.
Arizona has been one of the fastest-growing states for years. Economists say that's due to a lot of factors. It has a high birth rate. It's a border state, so immigration plays a role. And Arizona is in the Sun Belt. Census figures show the West is the fastest-growing region in the U.S. In spite of Arizona's growth, unemployment remains low. And University of Arizona economist Marshall Vest says the labor market could use still more bodies.
Even though we have a lot of people moving here, labor is hard to come by. Arizona is the state where growth is good and too much is just right.
Vest says the downside to the burgeoning population is the drain it can put on the public sector. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
And this is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Lisa Napoli. Now, here's a nice Christmas present. Tiger Woods just signed a new deal with Nike. The details haven't been released, but considered that his last contract was for $100 million, and that was more than double what he got when he first came on the scene. Business of Sports commentator Diana Nyad says all this may be good for Tiger, but she says Tiger isn't necessarily good for golf.
Well, I mean, you know, he is great. He is just plain great. I mean, you know, to my mind, at least since I've been alive, there have been three transcendent athletes, three athletes who just, you know, walk among the angels, basically, and that was Muhammad Ali, then it was Michael Jordan, and now it's Tiger. All around the world, I mean, this is the most remarkable, most recognizable athlete. And because of his charisma also, and a man of color in a lily-white country club sport, he's, you know, you want to touch him.
So he's a great PR stunt
for golf. Yeah.
He gets people like me to pay attention to it, even though I don't care about it.
There you go.
But he's not good for the sport itself, is what you're thinking?
I guess this is the way I'm putting it, is if you were number 300 on the professional golf tour, on the men's tour, and at the end of your 10 years, you turn to your wife and say, you know what, it was worth it. I made some pretty good money and I got to see the world. But what if you're Davis Love III? What if you're Fred Funk? What if you're Phil Mickelson, who are the best golfers in the world? Your names are basically mud because you're playing in the era of Tiger. And what if you're a tournament director? You know, and Tiger's going to be there, so you're happy. The TV ratings are going to soar through the roof. The people are going to stand out by the thousands out front just to catch him getting a snow cone as he goes into the clubhouse. And what if he cancels? What if he says, yeah, you know, I just won the Masters and I want to spend a week with my wife. Tiger says, I'm going to take off the tour championship this year. Which he did. You know, then the tour director and the television entities and whatnot sink, because who wants to come watch Davis Love III? So all these players playing right now, how would you like to be the number two player in the world right now?
Well, we don't have to worry about that, me and golf. Maybe basketball, but not golf. Now, what about Michelle Wee? She's sort of the female equivalent of Tiger Woods in terms of the mania around her.
Yeah, and the only, you know, crazy part about Michelle Wee, first of all, she's younger than Tiger. She's still a teenager, but she is a phenomenon. The only difference is she hasn't won anything yet. She hasn't proven herself. And so those other women on the tour, as classy as they try to be, they are resentful. I mean, the kid signs for $40 million with Nike, another $20 million with Sony, and she's never won anything, at least professionally. But she just decided in the coming fall season to go to Stanford University. She wants to get an education. And I personally think that this is a great PR move. I don't think it's a PR move. She wants to go to school. But I think it's going to do a lot to bolster her image and make people like her a little more.
That's our commentator, Diana Nyad, in Los Angeles. I'm Lisa Napoli. Happy holidays.
American Public Media.
Early radio stations didn't have
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.